We thank you, Jesus. It's the first day of another great month. We give you praise, we worship you.
Zero been a man.
We thank you. You have been good to us.
Zero been a man.
We magnify your name.
Zero been a man.
Thank you, Jesus. Can we lift our hands to him and thank him for a gift of another month? Can we just thank him? Thank you for your gift. Thank you for the gift of another month. Thank you for the gift of another month. Thank you for a gift. Thank you for the gift of August. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the gift. Thank you for the gift of August. I give you praise. I worship you. I magnify you for the gift of the month of August. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We magnify your name, Jesus. There is none like unto you, and what you have in store for us cannot be quantified. Great things. We thank you for the gift of another month, Jesus. Thank you.
Nobody like our God.
Oh, nobody like my God. Oh, there is nobody like my God in heaven and on earth. Nobody like my God.
Think about it before we move. 17 into the month of August. Are you ready? Number one, can you speak? Number one. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. What I'm saying is that you make decrees into the month of August. I did not say make petitions. So if I want to speak into the month of August, 70th, I just say, month of August, you will favor me in the name of Jesus. Not, oh Lord, in this month of August, come. And you know, that's not what I'm asking you. I'm asking you as a child of God, with the authority of Christ, to decree what will happen to you in the month of August. We are not here begging. We are here speaking. Are we here? Jesus is not in the grave. He is alive. All powers in heaven and on earth belong to him. And we are not here begging August. We are here commanding August. Are you ready? Are you ready? Do you understand now? 7 days into the month of August. Number one, can I hear you? In the name of Jesus. Number two. In the name of Jesus. Number three. In the name of Jesus. Number four. In the name of Jesus. Number five. In the name of Jesus. Can you pause? Can I give you the last two? Lift your hands up. Say, in the month of August, I will not cry. I will not sorrow. I will not run hither and thither. In the name of Jesus. Can I hear you decree that? I will not sorrow. I will not weep. I will not gnash my teeth. I will not run hither and thither. I will not gnash my teeth. I will not run hither and thither. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Number seven, we are going to pray and make a decree. What I have not planned will not disrupt my plans in the month of August. Can I hear you say, what I have not planned will not disrupt my plans in the month of August? In the name of Jesus, can I hear you make that decree? What I have not planned shall not disrupt my plans in the month of August. In the name of Jesus, what I have not planned will not disrupt my plans. In the name of Jesus, what I have not planned. No sudden surprise from the camp of the enemy. No sudden surprise from the camp of the enemy. What I have not planned will not disrupt my plans. In the name of Jesus, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your two hands towards the altar. In this month of August, the enemy shall not exact over you. In the name of Jesus, the enemy shall not rule over you. The enemy shall not prevail over you. The agenda shall not manifest in your life. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you and I decree and declare over your destiny. In this month of August, you will know it for favor. Let the month of August favor you. Let the month of August favor you. Let the month of August favor you. In the name of Jesus, in this month of August, grace to you. More grace to you. Abundant grace to you. Extravagant grace to you. In the name of Jesus, we give you praise, we give you honor. Blessed be your name, O Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Have your seat in God's presence. Thank you. Isaiah 61. Isaiah 61. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to bring good news to the poor. He has sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of prison to those who are bound, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort those who are who mourn, to grant to those who mourn in Zion, to give them a beautiful headdress instead of ashes, the oil of gladness instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a faint spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. Verse 4, they shall build up ancient ruins. They shall raise up the former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastations of many generations. Today, we want to look at another advantage that we have in God. Another advantage that we have in Christ. The advantage is called the anointing. The anointing is a great advantage for the children of God. The anointing separates, distinguishes the children of God. The anointing elevates the children of God above all others. The anointing has no respect for what you have gone through in the past. The anointing has no respect for what you are going through in the present. The anointing always has its way in the midst of the children of God. And therefore, what is the anointing? In literal time, if you want to explain it literally, the anointing means to rub with oil. It means to smear or to rub with oil. And that oil that you are rubbed with is symbolic. The anointing is supernatural enablement to fulfill assignment and carry out purpose. Listen to me, brethren. The anointing is not for church alone. The anointing is for every area of your life. So when God gives you an assignment, God comes and gives you a supernatural enablement to fulfill that assignment and to carry out your purpose. So you were created for an assignment, you are created for a purpose, and the anointing enables you to perform that assignment. If you are a teacher called to teach, God gives you the anointing of a teacher that makes you excel. The anointing is not only for healing. The anointing is to fulfill purpose. You are called to be a politician. The Lord gives you an anointing to fulfill your assignment as a politician. You are called to be a businessman. He gives you an anointing to fulfill your assignment as a businessman. The anointing is not meant to make you to fall in church alone. It's meant to make you excel in your place of work. That is where most of us have missed it. We have come for anointing for healing. We have come for anointing for breakthrough. But we have not gotten anointing for mental aspect. We have not gotten anointing for creativity. We don't have anointing for innovation. We don't want to have anointing to excel in our place of work. So we come and we fall under the anointing. But we go to our place of work and there is no difference in our work. I need you to know today, the anointing is a supernatural enablement given by God to you for you to achieve purpose, for you to fulfill your assignment. There is an anointing for what you have called to do. There is an anointing for what you have been directed to do. You are a hairdresser. There is an anointing of a hairdresser. That kind of anointing came upon Bezalel, and he excelled them all. There's an anointing for your call, for your work, for your purpose, for your assignment. There is an anointing for your destiny. Don't limit it to falling. The anointing makes you build. The anointing makes you excel. The anointing makes you exceed. The anointing is God's help for you in whatever he has called you to do. Are you in church this morning? I pray this morning, by a new understanding of what the anointing is, that this year your life will change permanently. In the name of Jesus. The anointing is like a grease for machine parts. When it is not there, the machine does not work well. So if the anointing is not upon you in your place of work, you will not be different from an unbeliever. You will face the challenge they face. You will complain the way they complain. You will murmur the way they murmur. But if the anointing is upon you, no matter how tough it is, It comes like a grease upon what you do. And there is a smooth running for you. So the anointing brings smooth running for the children of God. Brethren, I need to get this and get this right. The anointing is for every area of your life. The anointing can manifest and help you in every area of your life. Stop limiting the anointing to deliverance alone. If you understand what I've said so far, can you say amen? Let me hear you. Lift your hands up. Let's pray. Say, by your anointing today. Can I hear you? Say, by your anointing today. You understand? Do you understand what I've said in the first part? Okay. Lift your hands up. Let's pray. Say, by your anointing, distinguish me in everywhere I go to, in everything that I do. Let your anointing be a distinguishing factor in everything I do. In the name of, can you pray? In my place of all, by your anointing. By your anointing, by your anointing. Let your anointing distinguish me. Let your anointing separate me. Let your anointing help me. Let your anointing help me. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. The anointing is the person and the power of the Holy Spirit working through your humanity to accomplish a divine purpose. Everyone has a call of God upon their life. It might not be a call for be a pastor. It might be not be a call to do any something in the church. But everyone has a call. And everyone that has a call has an anointing for the call. A fish is anointed to swim. A bird is anointed to fly. If you take a bird to the river, it will struggle. In your calling, in your position, in your place of destiny, the anointing distinguishes you and lifts you above others. Are you hearing, church? I pray this week and this month, and for the rest of your life, let the anointing make you to excel. Let the anointing distinguish you in the name of Jesus. So the anointing is God's empowerment to accomplish only what God can do. It's God's empowerment to do only what God can do. That's why I keep saying, if the dream you have, if the vision you have can be fulfilled by your power, you have not started. It's not a God-given dream. God-given dreams are bigger than man in every way. Sometimes you will think, am I not mad to think about this? But the anointing is God's help, God's divinity in your humanity to achieve your God-sized dream, your God-sized vision. The one that made people look at you and say, are you stupid? Our God is not a small God and He does not give small assignments. He gives great assignments. And He has a great anointing that makes great assignments simple. By the anointing, I see you having chief victories. In the name of Jesus. He told you before you came to church, it looks like a big thing. But by the time you are anointed this morning, everything will become small. They become simple. They become easy. In the name of Jesus. I need to run because of our time. Let me just limit those definitions to those three definitions. I had like seven for this first service. But let's just move on. Listen, Jesus Christ is the embodiment of the anointing and all the advantages the anointing offers. Jesus Christ is the total embodiment of the anointing and all the advantages the anointing has to offer. That means if you want to know what you can gain, what if you want to know the advantages of the anointing, look at the life of Jesus. He is the embodiment of what the anointing is. Hello, church. Do you know what the meaning of Christ is? Christ means the anointed one. Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba,
Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba, Yeshua, Hamashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba,
Yeshua,
Yeshua, HaMashiach, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba, Yeshua, HaMashiach, Lion of Judah, Adonai Shemba.
Judaism was waiting for an anointed one. Christianity has the anointed one. Islam is waiting for the anointed one. The three religions understand that there is an anointed one. His name is Yeshua, HaMashiach. He is the one anointed to solve the world's problem. He is the one anointed to bring salvation. He is the one anointed to deliver. Listen to me. What you have been waiting for is only found in Yeshua HaMashiach, the only anointed. So when we say Messiah, it's the same thing as Christ. And it's the same thing as the anointed one. So if you want to know what the anointing can do in the life of a person, look at the life of Jesus. Jesus never loses any battle. When the anointing comes upon you today, from today, you will no longer lose any battle. In the name of Jesus. Jesus was surrounded by the enemy. They thought they had overtaken. They thought they have rule. They thought they have the finances. Jesus, he looked as if Jesus had a setback. But by the anointing, he resurrected 3 days after. In your life now, it looked as if there is a setback. But by the anointing, you are making a comeback. In the name of Jesus. So Jesus is the embodiment of the anointing. Acts 10:38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for the Lord was with him. So the anointing makes you do good. And you see, that is why I have issues with people that we say are anointed but are terrible people. The anointing makes you do good. The anointing brings healing. The anointing brings deliverance. The anointing terminates oppression. So if you look at the life of Jesus, he is the total embodiment of what the anointing has to offer. Luke chapter 4. Luke 18:18-19. Remember we read Isaiah 61 this morning. And Jesus went to the synagogue in his hometown. And when he got there, the Torah and the prophet, the Torah, the Psalms, and the prophet were given to him. And he opened the prophet. And he opened to Isaiah 61. And in Luke chapter 4, verse 18, he read, he said, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to proclaim good news to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to the captives and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty those who are oppressed, to proclaim the year of the Lord's favor. Verse 20. Give me 20. And he rolled the scroll and gave it back to the attendant, and then sat down. And the eyes of all in the synagogue were fixed on him. Verse 21. And he began to say to them, today, can I hear you today? Can I say today? Can we read together? Say, today, this scripture has been fulfilled in your hearing. So Jesus, the anointed one, fulfilled the scripture. But go with me. Go with me. The anointed one lives in us. The power of the anointed one is abide upon us. The spirit of the anointed one comes upon us. Therefore, everything that the anointing did in the life of the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, can be done in our lives. Listen, you have Vaseline at home. You have cream at home. You have not come to church for your body to be creamed. You have come to church for a difference in your life. There are oils and there are oils. This one brings transformation and a change in every area of your life. Hello, are we here together? So everything that happened in the life of Jesus, or everything that Jesus ministered by the anointing, we are able to minister it to you by the anointing. And I need to quickly look at like 8 things that Isaiah 61 and Luke 4:18-19 says that the anointing will do. Number one, the anointing enables us to preach the gospel. Without the anointing, our words does not convince anybody. Without the anointing, our words does not touch any heart. Sometimes you come and preach. Even you that you are preaching, you know that this is no hit target. I don't preach this message well. And you just say, let me just give the altar call. And you give altar call. And you see hands everywhere. That proves that it is not what you say. It is what the anointing does in the heart of people after you have said what you are saying. Hello, are we here? I pray. By the great anointing in this house, every area of your life where you are not happy with, let the anointing deal with that area. In the name of Jesus. So number one, it enables us to preach the gospel. Number two, the anointing heals the brokenhearted and those that have emotional and mental issues. In Africa, when we talk about mental issues, people think about mad men. And that is not what we are talking about. Jesus and God realizes that some have emotional problems. You have been hurt. Your heart has been broken. Somebody has jilted you. Somebody has disappointed you. You have trusted somebody and he has failed you. The pain you are going through, medical stethoscope cannot pick it up. The pain you are going through, no instrument can fix it. No instrument can pick it. No instrument can detect it. But you are still going through that pain. It is called a broken heart. It might be emotional. It might be mental. The anointing has a solution for it. Despair, depression, being moody, crying without no reason, thinking you want to commit suicide. The anointing has a solution for it. Because the anointing is for the broken hearted. Number three, the anointing brings deliverance, liberty, and release for captives. I know this one, we have heard many messages about it, so I will not dwell much on it. So, in any captivity anyone is, the anointing is able to free from that captivity. But let me tell you this. If I want to talk about any kind of captivity, I would like to talk about captivity, mental captivity. You know, Bob Marley said, emancipate yourself from mental. From mental what? Huh? From mental slavery. Many people's captivity are not physical. It is not bodily. It is their thinking. It is their thoughts. It is only somebody from my village that can help me. It is only when I travel out that I can make it. It is only if somebody helps me that I can move forward. It is only if I know somebody that can prevail. It is mental captivity. It is only God that you need. He now decides who to use, when to use the person, where to do it, when to do it. What you need is God. Any thought process that makes you focus on man as a solution to what you are going through is mental captivity. And this anointing will deliver you from it. If you want it to. Number four, the anointing brings freedom to those who are bound and in prison. It did not tell us if they were forcefully put in prison. It did not tell us if they sold themselves to prison. It did not tell us whether it's their errors that made them to enter prison. But it says the anointing gives us an advantage of a release and a liberty from any kind of prison that we find ourselves. Number five, the anointing activates seasons of favor. It says to preach the acceptable year of the Lord's favor. The anointing activates seasons of favor. So, hitherto from then till now, you might never have experienced any kind of favor in your life. You keep hearing people talk about favor. But when the anointing comes upon you, it activates seasons of favor. I didn't say it activates favor. I said it activates seasons of favor. It's not a one-time favor. It's not a daily favor. It's not a day's favor. It's a season of favor. And the season can be 50 years of favor. I pray for everyone here. Anyone struggling by this oil, by this anointing, let favor, seasons of favor, years of favor, be activated in every area of your life in the name of Jesus. So let this anointing today give you an advantage of favor. An advantage of favor in the name of Jesus. Number six, the anointing enforces God's vengeance on the enemy, on the evil ones, and on the wicked. It enforces God's vengeance. God's vengeance. God's vengeance. So the enemy has wrecked your life. You have nothing to do. You have nothing to say. You have no power to fight him. You call upon the Lord. And the anointing activates vengeance for you. The Lord now said, go, sit down. Let me fight your battle. Don't revenge. See what I will do in the life of your enemy. That is what the anointing is doing for us this morning in the name of Jesus. And you know what the anointing does? It brings healing. It brings comfort for those who mourn.
You might be going through something that nobody knows. You might be putting on a smile, even though deep down, you are wounded, hurt. It looks as if you are mourning. Mourning the mistake of your children. Mourning the result of your children. Mourning your labor upon your children that have heeded nothing. Mourning a loss of a loved one. Mourning. 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 Your missed promotion. Mourning. Your missed profit. Mourning. Your labor without profit, without result. Mourning. 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 All around. But when you are here in public, you smile. And nobody knows what you are going through. The anointing has a solution for such a person. Therefore, for all that mourn in this church, for all that mourn in Zion, let the comfort of the Lord come upon everybody in the name of Jesus. He said, the Lord will comfort me and increase me on every side. He will not only comfort, He will bring an increase in the name of Jesus. Can I hear amen in the house? And you know, one of the things I love from Isaiah 61 that the anointing does is the anointing brings divine exchanges. So the anointing looks at what you are going through now and brings exchange. Look at how he said it. He said he will give you beauty for ashes. He said he will give you oil of joy for mourning. He said he will give you garment of praise for heaviness. So what the anointing does is the negative experiences you are going through. It gives you the exact opposite of it. And that will be our testimony this morning. In the name of Jesus. And the last one for this morning service. The anointing enables us to rebuild and repair desolations, devastations, ruins, and wastages. Can I have Yeshua? Isaiah 61:4. They shall build the ancient ruins. They shall raise up former devastations. They shall repair the ruined cities, the devastation of many generations. Give me three more translations. NLT, NIV, just check. They will rebuild the old ruins. They will raise new cities out of wreckage. They will start over on the real cities. Take the rubble left behind and make it new. The anointing makes you to repair devastations. They will rebuild the ancient ruins and restore the places long devastated. They will renew the ruined cities that have been devastated for generations. Renewal, repair, restart by the anointing. Lift your hands to Him. Let us thank Him. Just thank Him. Say, Jesus, the anointed one, I give you praise, I honor you. Talk to him. As you bring out your oil, bring out your anointing oil. Bring out your anointing oil. Bring out your anointing oil. He tell me, lift it up to the Lord. Lift it up. Lift your anointing oil up. Hey, Rico Coria, Nana, Lift up your oil. Every oil in your hand is sanctified, is consecrated, is empowered for great things, for breakthrough, for the acts of God, for the works of God, in the name of Jesus. Every oil lifted up here, wherever it is used, let the Lord answer by fire. In the name of Jesus. We thank you. We glorify your name. Libelebo kuri alaba ganda alaba zita. Open the oil, open your oil, open the oil, open the oil. Let your hand touch it, open it. Hidele mokoria malama zitaka, ria dada. Eketele mokoria dada makata. Iketili mo aritete andana makaria. Eketele mokoria akatale mokuria. Eria dada makale mokulia. We thank you. You did not come to church with anointing oil. Stand up on your feet. Let me see you. I don't know whether to get angry or to laugh. I will come, I will preach, I will scream, I will give instructions, and then you will not hear what I was saying. 3 services, and on Wednesday, I was shouting, bring your anointing oil. There is COVID. The government said we should not touch people. Everybody, get your 100,000 ready. Can we have the church leaders quickly? And can you press the anointing into their hands for them? Quickly, quickly. I just give you 3 minutes. 3 minutes, quickly. I wanted you to bring your oil that will pray on for you to use at home. And now like 60% of the church did not come with any oil. Oil upon your head. Put the oil upon your head. Laba liba koli kada. Can I hear you say? Say by this oil, I am surrounded by the favor of the Lord. In the name, can you pray? By favor, 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 favor. By this oil, favor, 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 favor. Atalebo koria tala. Ebetete lebo furia. Atata lebo koria tata. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Your hands still on your head. Can the old church stand up? I just want them to stand so that they can give them the word. Can the old church stand up? Your hand upon your head. Say, by this oil, divine exchanges. Can I say, by this oil, divine exchanges. Shout, let me hear. Say, by this oil, divine exchanges. Then you are now going to decree those exchanges for every loss, profits, for every disadvantage, advantage, for every sickness, healing. Are you ready? Can you pray for yourself? By this oil, divine exchanges, divine exchanges, divine exchanges, divine exchanges, by this oil of the Lord, divine exchanges, divine exchanges, by this oil, divine exchanges, by this oil. My word. Divine exchanges. Can you pray by this oil? I am released from every captivity, from every captivity, from every captivity. By this oil, we are released. From every captivity, we are released. From every captivity. Can I hear you pray? By this oil, every desolation, every ruin in my family comes to an end. Every ruin, every desolation, every setback comes to an end. It comes to an end. It comes to an end. By this oil. It comes to an end. Every devastation. Every rain. Every desolation. Anything that is not working. They come to an end. Come to an end, come to an end, come to an end. Can I say by this oil, a new chapter, a new story, a new experience has been opened in my family. A new chapter, a new experience, a new opening, a new chapter, a new story, a new history. By this oil. In the name of Jesus. Hilelelebo kuria namazata. Hebelelelebo kuria dada. Ekeselebo kuria dada. Maria dalelelelebo. Akatala makariaba. In Jesus. Mighty name. We are praying. By this oil. There's a breakthrough in your walk. Put your two hands on your head. Just decree concerning the work of your hands. Dear this oil, bring a change. August 1, 2021. I come by the oil. By this oil of the covenant. Let there be a change in my business, in my career, in my work, in everything I do. Let there be a change. Can I hear you pray for yourself? Pray for your work. Pray for your work. Pray for your work. Pray for your work. Ebedededede bokoria. Ekedede bokoria dada. Ebedededede bo. Aria kata la bakaria. Ebedededele bokoria. Ebedidele bokotele bo. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name. We have prayed. Your hands still on your head. You know your life. You know where you want a change. Say by this oil. Begin to decree a change in your life. Talk to that area of your life. Say this oil takes away the shame. This oil breaks the barrier. This oil makes God appear in this situation. This oil will make me see the hand of God. Mettez-le, mon corps, mettez-le. Attaquez-le. Et mettez-le, le mon corps. Attaquez-le, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. 1 Samuel 24, verse 6. 1 Samuel 24, verse 6. And he said to the man, my Lord forbid that I should do this thing to my Lord, the Lord's anointed, to put out my hand against him, seeing that he is the Lord. And put your hand on your head, sir. You are the Lord's anointed. David was anointed and he still refused to touch an anointed person. But that oil on you, there is a divine covering. Anyone that touches you, let them perish. In the name of Jesus. Listen, I'm not talking about a person. I'm talking about situations. I'm talking about circumstances. I'm talking about experiences. I'm talking about what you are going through. Anything, anyone, whatever that touches you, let them perish for your sake. In the name of Jesus. Because of our time, 2 Chronicles 6, 42. 2 Chronicles 6, 42. You are going to pray for yourself. Oh, Lord God, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Remember your steadfast love for Abiodun, your servant. Are you ready? Can you see the screen? Okay, pray with me. Say, oh Lord, do not turn away the face of your anointed one. Remember your steadfast love for Abiodun. Name your name. Put your name. Can you pray for yourself? Do not turn your face away from me. Let my face not be turned away. I am the anointed of the Lord. The anointing is upon me. Let men not reject me. Let men not refuse me. Let men not reject me. I cannot be rejected. I cannot be refused. I cannot be rejected. I cannot be refused by the reason of the anointing. Oh Lord, remember your anointing. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Remember me. Oh Lord, in Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Psalm 33:5. Anyone that has been forgotten here by this anointing, let men arise and remember you. In the name of Jesus, listen to me. Something that is supposed to make you move forward was revealed to you in the past, but the vicissitudes of life, things of life, made you to forget it. As you go home today by this anointing, let the anointing activate a remembrance for you. Anything that will move you forward that you have forgotten, that you don't know about, let this anointing remind you of those things. In the name of Jesus. Look at the screen. Let's pray together. Can we go? You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemy. You anoint my head with oil, my cup. If you put a corn in a bottle, no matter what the chicken does, it cannot touch it. Thou anointed my head. And thou prepare. Say, by this anointing, the Lord is preparing a table of great things for me. Can you prepare yourself by this anointing? By this anointing, I receive help. I receive help. By this anointing, the Lord is preparing a table of great things for me. By this anointing, I receive help. 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 Yes, le 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 Lion of Judah. Receive up, receive up, receive up, receive up, receive up, receive up, receive up. Let there be healing. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Stretch your hand to the front. Everything found in the anointing that is not found in your life, because this oil has come upon you, let it be found in your life. In the name of Jesus. Listen, it was Adam that sinned. The sin affected everybody in the world. It was Jesus that was crucified. What he did affected everybody in the world. Listen to me. Whatever the challenges in your family is, because you are here representing them, this oil that has taught you, let it work in the life of your family members. In the name of Jesus. By this oil, never again will you be stranded. Never again will you complain. The Lord will fight your battles. The help of the Lord will locate you. In the name of Jesus, His mercy shall surround you. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I pray for you. By this anointing that has come upon you, let your story change. Let there be a turnaround in every area of your life. By this anointing and your worship in God's presence this morning, let there be a lifting for you. Let there be positive changes in every area of your life. Let there be transformation for you. Let the Lord help you. Let the Lord lift your head up. In the name of Jesus, let the anointing take away every shame. You will no longer be stranded. Receive a force that moves you into your destiny. Receive a force that takes you to your promised land. Receive a force that makes you inherit everything that God has in store for you. In the name of Jesus, from today you will not weep. You will not cry. You will not sorrow. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Thank you for coming. Please, we want to attend to you. And just follow that man there. God bless you. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Do we have some people worshiping us for the second time? Can you wave your hand anywhere you are? Second time in our church. Thank you for coming. God bless you. Thank you. Please, we have an information for you. So please, there's somebody here raising a banner. After the service, please go and see that they'll be waiting for you here, and they will take you to where the information will be given to you. From the bottom of my heart, I want to thank you all for all the tremendous work put into the guest month. I ask that the Lord will richly bless all of you in the name of Jesus. Like we have heard in the announcement, invitational evangelism does not end with the guest month. It is supposed to be our lifestyle. Please, let's continue the good work. So by the time we come next Sunday and we ask for people watching us for the first time, these numbers should be the normal thing in our midst. If you agree with that, can you say amen? Thank you. On Friday, Saturday and Sunday, the teenagers of our church are going to be having their retreat, concert, and many things in one. So please, release your teenagers to come. Invite teenagers in your area to come. Sunday by 9, in their church, upstairs, they will be having the grand finale. Please, let's continue praying for our teenagers. August 15, we are going to have a concert in the church in the evening. Our guest artists in the house and guest artists from outside will be coming. Some names have been named. And our dear friend and brother, AY, will be here with his words. So please, let's make ourselves available. 15th. We'll be making some flyers available for you to invite people for the concert. From the bottom of my heart, again, I say thank you. I pray for you. The month of August will work in your favor. The month of August will not work against you. The month of August will bring your miracles. The month of August will bring your healing. The month of August will bring your breakthrough. In the name of Jesus, the month of God will smile upon you and your family. In the name of Jesus. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord keep you. May the Lord make His face shine upon you. May the Lord be gracious unto you. May the Lord lift His countenance upon you and give you shalom all the days of your life. Remember, you are anointed. None can touch you, nothing to you. God bless you.